I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I'm here with that super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. What's going on there, super millennial?
Not much. How's it going, man?
Man, I haven't seen you all weekend. Where you been?
And I had to attend some boyfriend duties this weekend.
That's good for you. Relationship is a strong category for the super millennial. This week, our topic is adversity. See how that played right into that, right? And on the weekend edition of Stress Mastery, host Mark Middlestead did an episode on overcoming adversity. On Monday with the super millennial, David did a show on not all adversity is a crisis. And today's health huddles, we will continue part two of how to create a true health focus. And this week's meeting of the minds, we're going to talk on facing emotions and connection Thursday. We're going to do a show on dealing with haters. And Friday, we will continue our book study, The Book of Joy, by Archbishop Desmond Tutu and that little fella called the Dalai Lama. So, Big Dave, what you got going on, buddy?
Not much. I just got two things that I want to let everybody know. Just a little update from our weekend. Our class was awesome on Saturday. If you guys attended, it was phenomenal. Thank you, guys. And for those who weren't able to make it, right now, if you're listening to this, the recording is live along with the documents inside of the community. If you guys aren't a part of the community, you guys can still see the recording, get the documents. All you have to do is sign up. It's free for the first 30 days. There's absolutely no charge at all. Just go to stressmasterycommunity.com. You click it, you got full access. You can go over it, see what you like, if you missed it, whatever. And then if you want to cancel, you can. I promise, once you get in there, you will not want to. The second thing that I have for you guys, for those who've got accepted for the Stress Mastery Mastermind, those acceptance emails need to be done by today. For those of you who have sent me acceptance emails responding, acknowledging that you do want to accept and become a member of that mastermind, this doesn't pertain to you. I have all you guys. We do this because we want to make sure if you got chosen and you don't want to do it, we want to open up the spot for somebody else who may not have made the cut for it. So please make it a point at some time today to email me back, whether it's saying, hey, I want to join, or you could give my spot to someone else. But other than that, that's all I have for you guys today.
Perfect. So this week, our topic is adversity, and today in Health Huddles, we're going to bring part two of how to create a true health focus. So last week in part one, I took you through my journey of my preparing for this bodybuilding contest and this first competition in 30 years at age 60. And today I'm going to give you guys the absolute guidelines and practices it takes to master your health. And I'll give you each guidelines on how to start your journey toward well-being. So well-being is the state of a calm mind, body and communication in stasis, and living life in the now. Well-being is rhythm. It's a natural rhythm of mind, body, and life experience. Now, what throws off our natural rhythm is adversity. Adversity is a state of hardship, difficulty, or misfortune. Adversity in health is actually the lack of prosperity. It is the lack of energy. It is the lack of health. This is what is called disease. Adversity is a state. It's a state of consciousness. It's awareness, perception in restriction. You understand that, David? How that works?
Yeah, for sure. And I think you said it best, that awareness right there.
Yes, because the restriction state is held in the base energy of fear. Now, in this base energy of fear, in this state, the human construct shuts down the rhythm of mind, body, and life experience. The construct works like this. One, the alarm system is activated. The red zone sympathetic nervous system is turned on. Two, stress loop connects the mind and the body into those red zone energies, with that base energy being fear. 3, the mind identity. The mind is being controlled by the ego. It is stuck in the problem. It is stuck in the program activated. It could be stuck in resentment, where behavior may be in frustration and aggression, or the mind can be stuck in regret. The regret program behavior will be driven in sadness, I can't energy, guilt, or the mind may be stuck in fear. The fear program behavior is driven in anxiety, worry, hesitation, avoidance, procrastination, or the mind can be stuck in all three programs. And then that brings us number 4 of the human construct, the body identity. The body supports the mind. In this state, it shuts down all wellness. It shuts down the gut brain, and it ramps up the stress response. And 5 of the construct, the identity base is set in event, judgment, reaction. In this state, rhythm of mind, body, and life experience, which is behavior, this behavior is cut off and we live in reaction. We are cut off from rational decisions. We are cut off from response and we live in chaos. This is adversity. It is the lack of prosperity, which is the pendulum state of restriction. So prosperity is on one side, restriction is on the other. Prosperity is expansion. Restriction is the lack of happiness, which is both lack psychologically, that means you're kind of stuck in the victim story, and lack physiologically. The gut brain is cut off, so the head brain cannot get serotonin, the neurochemical that makes us happy. And the body loses its ability to recuperate through its REM and deep sleep, and it becomes diseased. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this this process is funny because a lot of people have no idea it's actually happening. You know, I think so many people are getting frustrated or make so many different excuses, and they don't understand where they're at or why it's happening. And just having this kind of like knowledge and that awareness to do it, it will change the perspective I think the individual has tremendously.
Well, it's because people believe that stress is normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, when we do talks, you ever see that? Well, stress is normal. Everybody's got stress. It's not normal, people. Yeah,
it's like a badge of honor for a lot of people.
And people don't understand it. The human being was never designed to be stressed out. And to create that true health focus, we must restore rhythm of mind, body, and life experience. And this is done naturally through activating the recuperation system of the human construct. Now, the recuperation system of the human being is set in a state of expansion. Now, this base energy is the energy of courage. If you look closely at the courage energies, the 200 courage energies, you see alert, aware, confident, focused, strong, happy, positive. Here is where the human construct functions in expansion. So we look at the construct. Number 1, the recuperation system activates the green zone. Now, this is the parasympathetic nervous system. 2, the vagus nerve connects. This is also called the pneumogastric nerve. It's connecting the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain. When these three brains connect, the body moves into its natural rhythm of stasis. 3 of the construct, the mind identity, you become mindful, present. You slow down. You have the ability to see the ego trying to pull you into the problem. You have the ability to feel the ego within the heart, creating adversity through your feelings and emotions. And then number 4 of the construct, the body identity, the body supports the mind. With the mind in the green zone, the body works to heal. It naturally removes free radicals and toxins. It naturally decreases inflammation. It naturally creates perfect digestion. It uses its fat for energy while easily processing carbohydrates to fuel the brain. The body naturally connects the gut brain to send the head brain what it needs to make you feel good, to make you sleep properly. And it naturally deals with pain to heal you and protect you with a strong immune system. When the body is supporting a mind in the green zone, your sleep will develop a natural rhythm. You will see perfect deep sleep, the body repairing, perfect REM sleep, the mind and the brain resetting, and you'll have a strong heart rate variability, HRV. This is telling you that you're either in the red zone or you're in the green zone. Like for me, since I started this competition, I measure everything. We're going to talk about that today. And today my HRV was 86. Last week's average of my HRV was 74. Before I started training for the contest, I had worn the ring for a long time, and my baseline HRV was 52, which means if I'm over 52, I'm in the green zone. Again, it's averaging at 74 right now. And all of this brings us to number 5 of the construct. This sets the identity base in the state of event, awareness, and response. And this is expansion. It's rhythm of mind, body, and life experience. Adversity is taken care of because the behavior is set in conflict resolution. So when we talk about creating a true health focus, you must begin with understanding that you cannot change the body without changing the mind. I'm going to say it again. You cannot change the body without changing the mind. True health focus is also understanding that the human being is a natural computer. The hardware of the human construct, which sets your health state, that which we just talked about, the software of the human computer is what is from the cage mind, the subconscious mind. This is set through the stages of development. It's this mind, the subconscious, that sets your perceptions and expectations. And this is what activates the human construct. And you must understand the third part of that human computer. There are two possible operators of the human computer. The ego, which creates disease, and you, which creates well-being. What's your thoughts on that, David?
Yeah, I think that was something I kind of gathered from everything you've been saying, is that you experienced this. You're experienced the way your body feels. It's all you. And I think that's the big connection. So many people go and they don't know what they feel or what's happening to them. They just kind of become that new normal, but they don't experience anything of it. But when you're connected, like you were saying, you feel all of it. And that's like that difference right there. When you say the operators, you feel that operation.
So here's your challenge, Dave. So people think they're feeling everything when they say they're tired. They think they're feeling everything when they complain about being in pain. They think they're doing everything when they say they're so hungry, they're starving, right? You're not feeling it. You're in a story about it, but you're not in it. There's a big difference. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference. And that's what I want to talk about. So if we were to look at the basics that you each must understand in creating a true health focus, I would say number one basic is you have to understand the function and operation of your body. What is your stress responder? And you can find this out by doing the labs. The blood work will tell you, or you could do the wellness survey. David, how do they do the wellness survey?
So the easiest way for it, it's everybody in the community, just go ahead and you click resources. There's a wellness survey button. You click it, you go right through it.
And so if you're not a member of the community, got to come into the community. Again, David said it's absolutely free. Do the wellness survey. If you feel that's all you want and you leave, leave. We're okay. But we can't do the community any other way than the way it operates now, because we don't control how people come in. Mm-hmm. So first of all, number one, the function operation of your body. What is your stress responder? And let's talk about these stress responders a little bit. What is a cage rattler? The issue with the cage rattler is the way their body handles stress. The focus is on the adrenals. The reset for the cage rattler, reset means we're bringing back stasis. We're bringing back rhythm to the body. That's what we're working toward. And a reset for the cage rattler is a time-restricted eating plan that must transition into a lifestyle plan. I'm telling you this. You can't, if you are a cage rattler and you're doing this intermittent fasting and you're doing, you are not, it's not going to work. Your body will not get what it needs in order to repair. It just doesn't work for the cage rattler. It's great for resetting, but it's not conducive for a long term. You were looking to create a long-term health focus. Yep. And protein for the cage rattler is super important. Protein is a key, because cage rattlers, just like it sounds like, they have trouble with stress. What does protein do? It repairs the body. Then number two, stress responder, stress belly. Their issue is the function of the liver. Their focus has to be lower fat intake and to consider more plant-based protein. The reset is also a time-restricted eating plan, but it is an eating plan where you're removing pro-inflammatory proteins and you're going on a plant-based type diet to just allow the body to naturally get back in its rhythm. Again, this is not your diet. The reset's the reset, because you must, as a stress belly, also transition into a lifestyle plan. And they need to lower, their focus needs to be lowering bad fats and little or no alcohol. If I'm a stress belly, I recommend them just abstain from alcohol, because their body doesn't handle it right. It throws the body out of its rhythm. You know, it just happens to be the way their body works. And number three, the hormone trap. The hormone trap's issue, this stress responder's issue, is connection of the leptin hormone. This is the hormone that communicates from the gut brain to use fat as fuel. And their focus is protein throughout the day. And it's very important to understand, that's what reconnects the leptin hormone. If that doesn't connect and that this person can't burn fat, then they're going to burn sugar and muscle. And that will again break the rhythm, the natural rhythm of the body stasis. So this reset's very different. In week one, they're on a very, very low fat protein. And they don't even have vegetables for the first 4 days, correct, David? And then we add veggies in. They're eating five meals a day. I always recommend two protein drinks in between. Protein is the key. Now, in week two, they're on a very low fat, again, low carb protein and vegetables. In week three, fats, healthy fats are added back in. They must be added back in. And they continue with low carb veggies and protein. And then week four, healthy fats, protein, veggies, and you add the carbohydrate back in. We usually start with fruit. And this leads them straight into a lifestyle plan. Now, this is one that does not work well with time-restricted eating. And the reason is they don't get the signal of protein enough for that leptin hormone to connect. That's why a lot of these people won't lose weight very easily. Mm-hmm. A lot of the hormone traps, right?
Frequency.
Yes. So again, what are you? And blood work tells us a lot. So we just had one of our members, Anthony. Thank you for being in the community. And we looked over his labs and his doctor ran, and the doctor just runs incomplete labs. But we got an idea of what Anthony has to do, and we send out some recommendations. But understand, if your doctor won't run the lab, you need to invest. We have an online lab where you don't need a doctor. You need to invest in that at least once a year to get the proper labs so you know what your body is doing, you know? But whatever you've got, send it and we'll take a look. And then do the wellness survey if you don't have all the labs. That combination with the labs can tell us a lot, okay? So there are also formulated supplements for each stress responder. And this is really important. Supplements are what the body needs to supplement the program. In other words, to help the body get into rhythm. So the cage rattler has one, the anti-inflammation formula. This is a great supplement. I'm not going to go into detail. These are all our formulas, but this is one of the most amazing supplements that has actually been double-blind tested against ibuprofen for bringing down inflammation. And it works as well as that. Now, two for the cage rattler is adrenal support formula. Their issue is stress. Three is the stress relax formula. Now, I use all three of these because I'm a cage rattler. Now, listen. A stress relax formula actually relaxes the nervous system while you go to bed. I did not use these supplements until I started contest training. So, is it possible that these supplements are why my HRV is raising so high? Because remember, it's always about your sleep. Maybe. But I'll tell you, they're incredible. My body's under stress if you're looking at how much I'm training. And so that's a great formula. You take it at night. It helps the nervous system to relax when you go to sleep. And then the total immune defense. This is actually an immune shield that we use that is our kind of our multivitamin, but it's designed to boost the immune system. And so those are the four supplements for the cage rattler, the base supplements they need. Stress belly, number one, liver support formula. We've seen the liver absolutely change in 30 days with this. They also take the total immune defense. This is our multi-immune shield supplement. They also use a digestive health formula. They have digestive issues, because of the liver. And so we use a digestive health, which is a combination of probiotics and other supplements. And then they also use the stress relax formula at night. Stress bellies need to really get a deep sleep so their body can heal. The liver is an organ that is nothing to mess with. And then the hormone trap. They need insulin management formula, which is something to help them really manage insulin. They have to manage that hormone. A lot of hormone traps have issue with sugar. A lot of them do. They need total metabolic support. This is a formula that boosts the thyroid's conversion of T4 to T3. They also use the anti-inflammatory formula. Most hormone traps do not burn fat. So what do they burn? Muscle. So they have inflammation. And then they also use the total immune defense to help with their immune system. So these are the supplements for them. Now, there are base lifestyle supplements I recommend for everybody to take. And these are geared towards supplementing the five organs that must be healthy if we're going to create a total health focus. The pineal gland, we use the immune shield. This helps to make sure that the pineal gland is making growth hormone while you sleep, and it's doing everything else that it's supposed to do, especially the insulin growth factor. Thyroid gland, total metabolic support is what we recommend. It just keeps the thyroid gland healthy, but most important, helps it transition that T4 to the active T3 so the metabolism goes up. Adrenal gland, adrenal support. Got to support the adrenals in today's world, especially if you're going to work out the way I'm about to tell you. And then liver, the liver support. These are just support formulas for them. Now, the pancreas, we do not recommend a supplement if your diet's managed through diet, but if you have issues, then you would use the insulin management support with that. But if you got the diet right, the pancreas should be working properly. Okay, so those are the supplements. Now, to have a plan with a true health focus, you need one, water, two, diet, three, exercise with movement and muscle management, four, a refeed day, and five, personal development. We recommend one thing for personal development to start, and that's the Green Focus Power Hour, which I'll explain in a moment here. So to get started, how do you get started? You're not feeling well, you've been sick, you're out of shape, you've tried things in the past and nothing works. Well, the number one thing you got to do is set goals. Those that came to the goal workshop, you got to know how to set goals. If you set goals improperly, you will sabotage your behavior. You for sure. That goal setting workshop that we did will be very awakening for those people that don't set goals, because if you don't set goals, you're not going to achieve it either. Mm-hmm. And if you set goals improperly, you're going to sabotage you. Because our goal setting program is designed to work with the human being and the Homo sapien, the way the human being functions. So the first thing you got to understand is how you set goals. Well, you got to get out the wants, move the wants into the desire, and move the desire into the intention. I'm not going to get too much into that, but that's number one. If you don't know what you want, then forget it. You're going to fail. Then a total beginner. This is somebody who's just don't know what to do. Number one, start with water. Start with 1 quart a day for a week. In week two, go to 2 quarts. Week three, 3 quarts. And then finally, in week four, start drinking a gallon a day. That's the 30-day testing period. Then number two, in a diet, don't worry about starting a diet. Just eat in a 6-hour time-restricted window. I don't care what you eat. What that does is it manages the stress response, which manages the nervous system red zone, so you can be in the green zone. Number three, exercise. Start with movement. Start with 2,000 steps a day. Just count steps. Don't worry about nothing else. In week one, start with 2,000 steps. In week two, go to 3,000 steps. In week three, go to 4,000 steps. And by the end, you'll be walking 4,000 to 5,000 at the end of the month. That's what you want. So that's it. It's a 30 days. Number four, the refeed days, not applicable. You guys are eating whatever you want. I don't care what you want. If you're going to eat McDonald's the whole time, that's what you eat. There's nothing. I'm not telling you what to eat. But number five, you must do the Green Focus Power Hour. See, the body supports the mind. So if you start to change the mind, you're going to be able to change the body. And so the Green Focus Power Hour is 6 exercises. You read for 10 minutes. You journal for 10 minutes. You do the affirmation, I am whole, perfect, powerful, strong. I am loving, harmonious, happy, in joy. And this affirmation is repeated very strongly. And then visualization. If you set goals right, your intention is your visualization. The goal setting takes you to a normal visualization. Then it's 10 minutes of meditation, then 10 minutes of your exercise. It's your walking. So that's how a beginner starts. If you do that for 30 days, you'll be well on your way to the next level. If you only do that, you will be in better shape and better health. Then there's intermediate. These are people that maybe they're doing a little bit, want to do a little bit more. Number one is water, is 1 gallon a day. Two is diet. Well, what do you need? It's one of the programs. You're going to go into reset or you're going to go into lifestyle. You're going to follow that program that we have. It's the Go Right lifestyle system. Number three is exercise. You're going to do 10,000 steps a day, and you're going to start 3 to 5 days of some type of weight training or resistance training. And the best I can tell you is in the community, we have it from Coach Jason. Where's that, David?
That's actually in the resources as well. If you click it, it has the home workouts with the videos, descriptions, everything with Coach Jason's comments within the section right under.
And that's all you need to do. And then number four is the refeed day. This is your cheat day. And I would recommend you take it in a time-restricted window if you're trying to lose weight, and then use a time-restricted window the next day also to reset the body back. It depends where you are. If you're going to do a reset, then you're doing the reset. You're not taking a refeed day. You're taking a refeed meal. And number five, Green Focus Power Hour. If you don't change the mind, you don't change the body. That's the key. So what if you want, that's an intermediate program. Any questions, Dave?
No, very straightforward.
Now let's talk about a full-on health-focused lifestyle. First of all, you need advanced testing if you're going to do this. You're going to do it right. I'm talking about, this is it. This is the deal. You need blood work. You got to go invest in your blood work, or you got to get a doctor that'll work with you. You need labs. It'd be nice if you could get genetic testing, certain genetic tests, and maybe even food allergy testing. You want as much testing as you can. You need to know how your body functions. What is your true stress responder? What is the right diet? Now, number one, water is a gallon a day. Now, number two, diet. Well, you're going to follow your program, whatever program you're on, right? But here's the thing. You are now going to start daily learning about yourself and awareness. You adjust your diet toward your goal. If it's weight loss, you want no, you do not want to lose more than 1 to 1.5 pounds of fat loss per week. If you do this right, 2022, you'll never diet again. You'll never have to lose weight again. If you do it wrong, you're going to lose a lot of weight and gain it all back. It's your choice. You've all been through it before, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But you have to understand, to do this, you must create a deficit. And that deficit is 750 calories if you want to lose 1.5 pounds. And I always think that's stretching it. But 500 calories a day deficit loses 1 pound of fat a week. You'll want to take the guesswork out of it. And you do that by knowing what your BMR is and the active calories burned throughout the day. And I recommend, this is so easy, you can use one of the apps out there. I use the Lose It app. I know Coach Jason likes the Fitness Pal. I just know the Lose It app. So this is how you do it. That's how you start. It's free. It's a free app. This is you. You want to be in this health focus, this level, this advanced level, you have to log your food. You have to weigh your food, log your food. And this practice actually creates conscious eating. After a while, this will become a skill. You will know it'll become a skill. Now, weekly on the diet, you have to assess your progress and make adjustments to your meal plan. You adjust according to your recuperation. So here is where you need to get the whoop bracelet, the Aura ring, and you got to invest. You're going to see you're not going to be able to do this without investment. Now, if you're looking at your recuperation and a deep sleep and the HRV is down, you need to increase protein in your diet. You don't have enough protein. You're not recuperating. Or your calories are too low. See, a lot of people, when we talk about creating a deficit, a calorie deficit, if you go too low, you might lose weight on a scale, but you aren't burning any fat, which means you're going to lose muscle, which means you are breaking the rhythm and putting the body in the red zone. So if your REM sleep is down, watch the timing of your last meal and make sure that your macros are right. Now, if you're not losing weight, say something's stuck, you got to make sure the macros are right and the calories are in a deficit of only 500 to 750 calories. More than that will shut down the thyroid's ability to convert from T4 to T3, and the metabolism will shut down. And diet is tied to sleep. If sleep is off, you will not burn fat. If sleep is off, you will not burn fat. If sleep is off, you will not burn fat. To live a full health focus lifestyle is about this daily monitoring. It's really, we spend so much time monitoring our computer, monitoring our phone, monitoring our car, monitoring everything at work. But the most important monitoring, nobody does. They just guess. Maybe it'll work. They assume this will work. I'm not eating this, so why am I not losing weight? So that's that. Now, number three is exercise. First, movement. This is done 1 to 2 hours per day. Yes, per day. It's movement. It's not steps now. Now, it's about being in your zone. So, to figure out your zone for movement, you take 220 minus your age. This will give you your max heart rate. Now, number two, you take the max heart rate, and this is very important, minus your resting heart rate. So the Aura ring will tell you your average resting heart rate was this. That's what you subtract, your morning resting heart rate. And this is going to give you what's called a heart rate reserve. Now you take the heart rate reserve times 0.55 and then add in plus the resting heart rate, and this is going to give you your low movement zone. So my resting heart rate is 49. So it's 220 minus 60. 160 is my max heart rate. I think 160 minus my resting heart rate, which is 49, gives me 111 heart rate reserve. Then I take 111 times 0.55 equals 61.05 plus 49. So my low movement zone is 110. Believe me, if I didn't know this, I would be screwed. Because that's what I have to hit when I go for a walk or I'm doing biking. Now, what is the high movement zone? You take the heart rate reserve times 0.70 plus the resting heart rate. And the high movement zone for me is 111 times 0.70 is 77. 0.70 plus 49 is 126. That means my movement zone is 110 to 126. And it doesn't matter if I'm at 111 or I'm at 125. Got to be in that zone. In that zone, you're building up oxygen. Now, the second part of the work exercise part, I know I'm going over, Dave, but I've got to finish now. The second part is muscle management. Now, muscle management is weight training. You know, I'm just going to stay with it. And it's high volume weight training. If you really want to age well, this is the secret. There is no other secret. I'm sorry. Physically, I just got to tell you from experience. Now, this is also your cardio, cardiovascular exercise. Now you take the heart rate reserve times 0.85 minus 111 times 0.85 equals 94.35. And then you add in that resting heart rate plus 49. And my high zone, my cardio zone is 143. Now, how do you train? Well, it's about HRV training, heart rate variability. You're going up and down. So I want to be over that 143. And then I want to come down between that 110 and 126. And I will do my set. I'll push it hard. And then I'll go over 143. I might hit 160 on some things. It doesn't matter. Because before I start the next set, I'm down around 125. Then I hit it again. For those on Facebook that follow me, that's that graph you see me showing. So what does that do? That's what builds your heart. That's what builds a strong heart muscle. It's also how you build muscles. It's also how you increase insulin sensitivity in the body to manage stress. So exercise is movement daily and muscle management 4 to 5 days per week. And all of this must be monitored and adjusted from the sleep data and the HRV. And actually, if you do this right, your heart will adjust your workouts automatically. But you must monitor both movement and muscle management. So for movement, I actually use my Apple Watch. It works perfect for me because I'm not running. I'm not pushing. It works perfect because it's easy. And then for my workouts, I use my Polar H10, which is a strap that I put on that goes connected to my phone. And all of this data is connected to my Apple Health. And an Apple Health is communicating to my Lose It app. It's communicating to my Aura Ring. It's communicating through. So it adjusts as I see. Now, if you're tired or if you push too hard, your heart will tell you, and then you're going to have to lay back the next workout. You don't miss the next workout. You go in and do it because your heart will slow you down. If you're recuperated, your heart will tell you, get your ass off the bench and start the next set. Because it will drop fast. The healthier you get, the harder you have to work. But if you don't know that, you're not monitoring, you're doing the same workout this year that you did last year, you aren't doing anything. You absolutely have not moving the body forward. Now, number four in this type of program, number four, when we talk about creating a true health focus, it's the refeed day. And you want to enjoy a day off. If you're trying to lose weight, you might want to stay in a time-restricted window. Otherwise, take the damn day off and eat. Enjoy yourself. I do not, well, I log this in now, but normally I don't even log this in. Now, number five, personal development. Now, if you really want to live this life, you have to set each and every day in a Green Focus Power Hour, but you're going to move also into advancing your meditation. This is also can be monitored by using a device called the Muse. The Muse is a great advice for a device for meditation because it trains you in the skill of creating a still point and moving from the red zone to the green zone and controlling the human construct. It actually trains you to do that. But you also have to close each day and you have to learn green focus management throughout the day. See, to live in a true health focus, one must be in awareness. And I'm going to tell you people, I'm giving it to you. You want it. People ask me on Facebook, what do you do? Well, here you go. You really want to know. There are no shortcuts. People will criticize you when you start to change, and people will try to stop you. But this path of true health focus is actually the spiritual path. This path allows you to push past who and what you are now. Now, in the beginning, it's about making hard choices, but eventually, all that I just spoke on becomes a skill, and behavior is in being. It becomes who you are. And this will bring you to live in the natural rhythm of mind, body, and life experience. So in this true state of health, focus is now conflict resolution. And this becomes a habit, a skill, and part of your being. David, we're at 40 minutes, but I needed to finish. Sorry.
Well, I think you covered it. There's not much for me to say at all. I think if you take the steps, kind of go at be honest with yourself and know your own pace. I know a lot of us have went all in to an elite athlete kind of diet or training or something like that and wonder why we fail. It's because we're not honest with ourselves, or just because we were able to do it in high school doesn't mean we are there now. Work yourself up, be honest, know your body, and really follow and listen to it. Once that mind changes, the body changes, and the rest follows.
I'm telling you, the goal setting's essential because, you, first of all, you want a certain body. You want a certain look. You want certain energy. This is what you want. If you don't know what you want, how are you supposed to get it? The thing is, what you want, can that want be taken into the spark of desire? In other words, you want this, but do you have the desire to do what it takes to get that? That's the question in desire, because that's where you put your plan. If you have the guts to do it and you really are ready to do it, when you put that plan in desire, that plan must be executed in the energy of neutrality. It's flexible. The body changes every single day. If you're not monitoring your body, there's no way you could be in awareness with the body. It changes daily. So for me, this trip has been interesting because as I'm getting healthier, it doesn't make any common sense to me, by the way. It blows my belief systems all apart because it's not the way I remember it 30 years ago. But here's what happens is my heart is so strong. For me to get to that 110 movement zone, I have to be chugging, man. I have to be moving because I walked 4 miles the other day moving and my average heart rate was 111. Now, when I started this journey, I used to be able to just kind of stroll along, keep it around 115, 120, listening to music, looking around, having a good old time. Now, I look like one of those idiots with their arms pumping like a beast to go in. I look like one of those mall walkers. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I'm a speed walker now. I know I look dumb, but I don't have a choice. My heart rate's telling me I got to speed up. I don't know. Is that judgment?
Funny view.
is that judgment? I don't know. If that's judgment. Sure. So that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You guys don't look dumb. I'm just kidding. But if you're doing it without monitoring, then you're just being dumb. Okay. And you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe, because you're really wasting your time. You're probably hurting yourself and stressing yourself out. Just saying. The links are right below the show. As always. Until next time, stay inspired.